the Amador Air District Board of Directors for Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wow.
All right, approval of the agenda.
Oh, move.
Okay. Second it.
So we have a motion from Director Crew and a second from Director Rianda. Could you do a roll call?
Or yes, should sir. I do it? Pat Crew?
Aye.
Jeff Brown?
Aye.
Frank Ax?
Aye.
Diana Retton?
Aye.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
Linda Rianda?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Public matter is not on the agenda. These are discussion items only. No action will be taken. Any person may address the board upon any subject within the jurisdiction of the Amador Air District Board of Directors. However, any matter that requires action may be referred to staff and or committee for a report and recommendation for possible action at a subsequent board meeting. Please note there is a 5-minute limit per topic. Any board members wish to address on public matters? Any Zoomers? Any public members? Okay, seeing none, hearing none, we'll be moving on to administrative matters. Number one, minutes, the review of the, and approval of the minutes from the October 19th, 2021 Board of Directors meeting. Any comments, corrections? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Director Rianda, second by Director Stimson. Mm-hmm. Could you call the roll call vote, please, Herminia?
Pat Crew?
Aye.
Jeff Brown?
Aye.
Frank Ax?
Aye.
Diana Retton?
Aye.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
Linda Rianda?
Aye.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, item number two, election of officers for 2022, chair and vice chair. Okay, and I believe last year the vice chair was Director Brown?
Correct.
So, Director Brown, would you consider being nominated for chair?
Yes, I would.
Is that acceptable with the board? Is there any other nominations for chair?
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Since Richard's not here, we can put him in as vice chair.
Okay, so who? Anybody wish to be nominated for vice chair?
Linda. Don't everybody speak at once. I don't mind doing it.
Okay.
All right. I nominate Linda.
All right. I'll second that.
So if we want to do this in just one motion for chair and vice chair, that would be awesome.
All right. So right now the chair position would be Director Brown and the vice chair would be Director Rianda. So could someone make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, motion by Director Stimson, second by Director Crew. Could you call the roll call vote, please?
Yes, sir. Pat Crew?
Aye.
Jeff Brown?
Aye.
Frank Ax?
Aye.
Diana Retton?
Aye.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
And Linda Rianda?
Aye.
All right, unanimous. All right, with that, I am going to pass the gavel to the incoming chair.
Thank you, sir.
Don't be so happy,
Frank. Hey, it's a great thing.
Democracy in action.
That's it. Okay. Next on our thing is approval of meeting schedule for 2022.
I had a question on that.
Yes.
I think it's the first meeting. Let me get my notes out. The March 29th meeting is the 5th.
Yes. So, good afternoon, board members. Herminia Perry, Air Pollution Control Officer. The reason for that is because the APCO is going to be on vacation that week. And the following week was a Board of Supervisors meeting, so I didn't want to double it up, so I pushed it out until the 29th. That's the only change in the schedule. Usually they're on the third Tuesday of every month or of every other month, just with that change. You're welcome.
Okay. There's no inquiries about it. Can I get a motion?
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Director Stimson and second by Director Rond. And roll call vote, please.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Jeff Brown.
Aye.
Frank X.
Aye.
Diana Retton.
Aye.
Bob Stimson.
Aye.
Linda Rianda.
Aye.
Thank you.
It's already messing up your name.
Called worse.
Don't do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was all in favor. One absent. Going on to electric vehicle charging station pilot program. Unused funds action.
Yes. So our electric vehicle charging station pilot program, we've been working at this for a couple years now. We've had, when the program was originally started, it was for the five, we opened it up to the five cities within our county with a budget of $50,000, $10,000 per project. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, some of the cities and agencies who had committed to participate in this program have not been able to complete installation, but are still working towards it. You know, I've been keeping in touch with them, and they're still trying to actively work and install an electric vehicle charging station at their facilities. I have two participants that have declined to participate, and that is the City of Jackson and the City of Plymouth. I have had interest from other entities, one being here the county. I believe there's in the works of being able to install charging stations out here in a county building. And I've had other interest from other public entities out there. I would like to be able, with the board approval, to use the remaining funds, which are $20,000, to open it up to eligible projects that entities would come and ask for the project, for the funds.
Okay.
I know in the past, you know, you say agencies, but can we include third parties? Because I thought that for some time we had considered a charging station at the plaza in Buckhorn.
I would be more than happy to open it up to those.
And that's actually a good place because yes. Highway 88 is going to be a major thoroughfare for people going to Tahoe, and you know, often they're from the Bay Area, and they probably are more likely to drive a.
He couldn't afford it at the Buckhorn one because he had to change out his whole electrical system for that building.
So it's just a non-starter.
A non-starter. Mm-hmm. You know, last time I talked to Mr. Bramall, it's the cost. You know, if we want to give him some more money, he could do it, but not on the budget that we're giving him because he'd have to.
The $10,000 wouldn't be enough.
That would be enough for the charging station, but his building.
Okay.
The actual cost compared to what we're offering per project is way off. It's pretty hard for people to swallow the whole.
How much does it cost to actually put one of these in?
A lot more than the money we're offering. But I have been contacted by one person, and it's Atul Patel with the Holiday Inn Express.
Mm-hmm.
Who says he'd be willing to participate in a program and has the funds to make up the difference. So
okay.
That's the only one I have.
Is it possible to offer additional funds to the three cities? Because from what I'm hearing, this does exceed.
Definitely. It is very pricey, at least from the quotes that I've seen, even from the county quote that Mr. John Hopkins forwarded to me. They're looking at about $75,000 to install the charging stations. The actual charger itself is not expensive, but it's all the trenching, it's all the electrical work that has to be done. And they do have to go by ADA compliance, so everything has to be, they have to take out building permits and they have to do the whole nine yards on these. So at the time when we did start this program, we were only offering 5,000. We went to up to 10,000, hopefully to get more participation. The golf course and IOWN said that they were willing to participate, and they're looking into working out their stuff to get one in. So at this point, I only have $50,000 in my budget for this program, but maybe next fiscal year that I could bring it up, looking at the budget, see how it works out, I could maybe increase it if the board desires.
So how much do you have to hand out?
Right now I have $10,000 to hand out to each of the entities, and we have five projects. So I have $50,000. And $30,000 is already agreed upon with three of the cities, so I have $20,000, so two projects that I could have leftover funds of.
Were many of Jackson dropped out because they did that Tesla station? Is that?
Not necessarily. They dropped out just because the cost of trying to upgrade their existing ones was too much for them.
We have one down in the parking structure at City Hall and all that, but the upgrade price is high. Cause
how often do these have to be upgraded?
They don't have to
not
be
upgraded.
Yeah. The downside is that when the City of Jackson installed theirs, the technology wasn't here yet. So they're probably at a level one charger.
By 9, 10 years old.
Yeah. So even upgrading them to a level two charger, which is a little bit faster charge, would require more electrical work to be done to them.
I understand that there's adapters, too, for the Tesla chargers and stuff.
There is.
People use, so we have the Tesla chargers over there at Mel's.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in our parking structure.
Yeah.
Did Mel's pay to have those Tesla chargers put in?
No, Tesla.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they'll only charge Tesla.
Without the adapter.
Without the adapter, yeah. If you have the adapter, you could use the Tesla chargers.
Okay.
So what is the board's view on this? Where do we want to go?
Can we carry these funds over to next year to add to what?
I plan to, yeah. Mm-hmm. The 20,000, the remaining funds. Yeah.
Well, are there any other projects that would benefit from the remaining 20,000, or would we give that to the three cities that have already signed up?
Well, there's a tool from the Holiday Inn Express that he has interest in putting one up, and the county's.
So that would be two right there.
That would be our two.
Okay.
Or do we move it forward with next year's allocated money and have a bigger pot for next year?
That's up to your discretion.
Will we have more funds next year to do this?
I'm hoping so, yeah.
It's coming from the state or the air district? Or
coming from the air district, yeah.
Is that part of the governor's? Because I know the governor was talking about, you know, some infrastructure capability.
It would come out of our air district budget. For our district, because of the size of just two employees, it's hard to go after those. Lots of the grants that come from the state require a lot of reporting, and I don't have the resources to be able to go after lots of those.
This is Diane. If we push these out to the next fiscal year, would the three entities that have already agreed to do this be able to submit for those funds as well?
I'd be up to the board, whatever.
I guess it'll be what we make it.
Right.
So.
I should think so.
We want to open it up to a third party or roll it over for more public entities? That's kind of the answer right now.
Well, are many of you say if it's 70,000 to put one of those in?
Those are the estimates I've seen. I've only seen the one.
20,000 is not enough to entice them to do it for 70. If
correct.
It's 70.
Yeah.
So in that case, I think we need to roll it over where we get to like $235,000 grants next year or something, or we at least pay half of the, to make it worthwhile.
Right.
And I'm, even though I'm, I don't want to shock anybody, I kind of tend to love Jackson. I don't want all of the electrical charging stations in Jackson.
Well, I'd still like to see, if possible, an increase to the three cities they're currently working on getting those in. I'm sure the financing is a big part of
the
struggle.
Right. So I guess we need a vote for use it now or for a third party, but just direction to staff to roll it over, right?
Correct, yes.
Well, can somebody, can a city that's already receiving funds wait until next year to receive more on top of that?
I can't speak for them, but in my opinion, I wouldn't see an issue. I mean, they've been working at this for such a long time that.
So the so potentially the $20,000 could go for the two other projects, but then if another, if one of the cities that's already accepted funds or willing to participate wants to wait until there's more, maybe more funds next year to add on top of that.
Okay.
We could do that.
So basically bank the money and move on down the road.
Well, they would, they could receive an additional amount, potentially receive an additional amount next year to go toward that project.
So we would split the 20 amongst the three?
Which, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Are you talking about splitting the 20?
Well, you could do that now, is, or yeah, or
that's option C then.
Endless.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. The three cities that are currently trying to put that in.
I would agree with that.
I think they would
cut the money now. They could continue.
So what would that be? About 6,500, roughly, somewhere in there.
Roughly, yeah.
6,000. No. Because there's 20,000, so 7,000 would be 21,000. So for the three cities, that's 6,000 something or another.
6,666.
Devil's number.
There you go.
0.66.
I think they would be very happy to hear that. If.
Well, do I have a motion for option C then, if that's what everybody is agreeing on?
Okay, I'll make the motion then to take the remaining $20,000 and distribute that equally amongst the three participants, which are City of Sutter Creek, Amador City, and Ione, City of Ione Golf Course.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion by Director Axe, motion by, second by Director Rianda. And can I get a roll call vote, please?
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Jeff Brown.
Aye.
Frank X.
Aye.
Diana Retton.
Aye.
Bob Stimson.
Aye.
And Linda Rianda.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
All in favor? Next, we're going on to the CARB truck and bus regulation. Possible discussion, I mean, discussion and possible action.
Well, again, this is our third to fourth time that we've brought this agenda item back for Director Onetto. Unfortunately, he is not here today again, so it's up to the board whether we want to continue bringing this back or have a discussion or lay it to rest.
Everybody's feelings?
Well, I know he's probably the one that's most vocal on this, so he should speak on it. But what we can do is, I know that he's had, you know, he's been sidelined a little bit as of late, so perhaps we can at least ask him at the next meeting, does he want to bring it back?
Okay, perfect.
Okay. There's an urgency to this, correct?
What's that?
Is there any urgency?
No, this one is actually, this, the truck and bus regulation started back in 2008. It's already at the leg, at its leg end. It's just more to discuss it. There really isn't much the Air District can do at this time. We have submitted letters to the executive officer of CARB, and they're just, you know, the response was there's nothing the district can do.
I just kind of said that's too bad.
Yes.
They'll have to kind of suck it up.
Okay, we'll push that to the next meeting then.
Well, are we pushing it, or just if Director Neto wants to bring it back at the next meeting, he can bring it up?
Yeah.
Public matters.
Yes, we could do that. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, and your update.
And my update. So I will run through this quickly. The smoke reduction bend program, our Pine Needle bends, our Sutter Creek bend is still being heavily utilized, needing to be swapped out about every 2 times a week. We are ramping up to do our neighborhood bend program, which will start at the beginning of July, once our fiscal year starts. That's always been a very popular program, and it works flawlessly. Like it's meant to do what the program is intended for. The Green Vehicle Police Incentive Pilot Program. I have met with all the police chiefs of the 3 cities from Jackson, Ione, and Sutter Creek. They were all ecstatic about this program. They all jumped on board very quickly. As a matter of fact, all 3 cars have been ordered, and so we're just waiting for those cars to arrive so we could show them off.
I did talk to our chief the other day, and he wanted me to convey to the board thanks very much for that program.
Awesome. They were all very, very happy. Sutter Creek, he was like, if you have any more, just give them my way. He goes, if the other ones don't want it, I'll take them all.
Sounds like our chief.
Are they going to be in the next parades and stuff?
Hopefully.
My
face plastered on it, too. We're going to get a wrap with my face, you know, representing the Air District.
What kind of cars are those, by the way?
They're going to be hybrids. The pursuit cars, I'm assuming the Explorers, but hybrid.
Okay.
Well, so I was thinking the vehicles that are being replaced, you had mentioned that they have to go outside the county.
Yes.
Right.
Is there any way we can enter them into, like, the demolition derby at the fair?
That would be funny.
That would be awesome. I'm pretty sure that there would be a lot of happy people to do that one.
Let's look into that.
There you go. That's your job.
Car donations for the fair. Then they're destroyed. That's awesome. Okay.
And then we have our new hire. I would like to introduce David Esty. He is our new air pollution inspector.
David.
David has been with the county for more than 7 years previously with Public Works. He has a great personality, and his eagerness to learn is outstanding. He's a great addition to our air district. With Matt retiring within the next couple of weeks, it will just be David and myself. Within the short time that he's been here, he's already gotten his VE certification. He's always eager to keep learning. So welcome, David.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I look forward to working with all of you guys and with Herminia, too. It's been great so far, and I look forward to many years of it.
I may go back to the smoke reduction bin.
Mm-hmm.
What about our pine needle?
Our free disposal days?
Yeah.
We will have to go back to ACES and see how that. They did keep their word. They did not charge me for October.
Okay.
So they did cap us off at the $65,000. But I think that's going to have to be a conversation in another meeting, round with them, because I see that still being the same issue.
I see this coming year, you know, we're going to be trying to help out as the county right now. But there's still going to be a lot of down material
that,
you know, people are not going to get back into for, you know, probably till this summer.
Yeah.
And so that'll be a helpful thing if we can at least continue that process.
Correct, yeah. So we'll work on it. And, again, it'll probably be another meeting that we'll have to sit in on.
How many bins do we actually put out normally between the neighborhoods? I mean, how many neighborhoods do we
have? We have 7 right now.
7.
Yep. And we just added the 7th one this year, so it's going to be the first time around. We did 6 of them last year.
Okay.
And they're for 2 weeks at a time.
So Herminia, is Vicini Brothers going to remain involved, or?
What do you mean?
The pine needle bends and grinding them up, or is that a done deal?
Well, Vicini doesn't take our pine needles. The city takes the green waste from ACES, but not our pine needles. So I believe the CNES is still open to the public, so if the public goes and drops off their green waste, they will take their green waste, but they will not take the pine needles from our program. And then last but not least, I have financials through January 13th, if you guys have any questions.
Need a motion to accept any of those?
No, these are all just informational. The last piece of our meeting is correspondence, and I have no correspondence.
Okay, anybody else want to bring something else up? Okay, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Boom, boom, boom.
Very fast.